Military testosterone screening plan divides medical experts. Brownsville, Texas, a plan to add annual testosterone screening to military health assessments for service members age 30 and older is drawing sharply different reactions from medical specialists, with supporters pointing to the unusual physical demands of military service and critics warning about inaccurate diagnoses and unnecessary treatment. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced the proposal in a video, according to a STAT report published July 16, 2026. Testing would be available on an elective basis to younger service members, and testosterone replacement therapy would remain voluntary when recommended. The announcement did not include detailed standards for who would receive follow-up testing, what laboratory methods would be used, how women would be evaluated, or which symptoms and medical conditions would qualify a person for treatment. Why some specialists see potential value. Military personnel can face intense training, chronic stress, disrupted sleep, and other demands that may temporarily affect hormone levels. Supporters argue that testing could identify people whose symptoms might otherwise be overlooked and prompt a broader evaluation of their health. Testosterone therapy can benefit men with appropriately diagnosed hypogonadism caused by a disorder of the testes, pituitary gland, or hypothalamus. Possible symptoms include reduced sexual function, loss of muscle mass, anemia, and low bone density, but many symptoms commonly attributed to low testosterone are nonspecific. Why routine screening is controversial. The Endocrine Society said July 16th that there is insufficient evidence to recommend population-level screening of asymptomatic men. Its guidance calls for a diagnosis only when a patient has compatible symptoms and consistently low testosterone measured with accurate laboratory methods. Testosterone varies with the time of day, sleep, illness, body weight, medications, and laboratory technique. A result that appears low once may be normal on repeat testing. The Endocrine Society recommends at least 2 early morning, fasting measurements, while the American Urological Association likewise calls for 2 early morning tests on separate occasions. Specialists also recommend looking for reversible causes before treatment. Obesity, acute illness, insufficient sleep, and some medications can lower testosterone. Treating a laboratory value without assessing symptoms and underlying conditions could expose a person to medication without a clear benefit. Treatment requires an individual risk discussion. Testosterone replacement can suppress the body's own hormone production and reduce sperm production, an important consideration for service members who want to preserve fertility. Treatment also requires monitoring of blood counts, blood pressure, symptoms, and other clinical measures. The Food and Drug Administration updated testosterone information in 2026 after reviewing new evidence. Earlier class-wide changes removed language about an increased risk of major cardiovascular events after a large trial found no meaningful difference, but FDA retained or added warnings concerning increased blood pressure. Long-term safety questions remain. Questions the military policy must answer. A screening program would need standardized laboratory procedures, clear criteria for repeat testing, safeguards against treating a number rather than a patient, and a process for informed consent. It would also need policies addressing fertility, women, transgender service members, privacy, and whether a result could affect deployment or fitness determinations. Until those details are released, the announcement remains a broad policy direction rather than a complete clinical protocol. Service members should not begin testosterone products or supplements based on a single test or generalized claims about performance. This article provides general health information and is not a substitute for individualized medical advice. Sources: STAT, Endocrine Society, American Urological Association, U.S. Food and Drug Administration.